Nikad te nisam pitao. Šta si ti bil prije rata? Čim si se bavio?
Who were you? What did you do before the war? Asks Serbian commander Daniel of his captive, a Muslim woman named Ayla from Sarajevo. Their complicated relationship plays out during In the Land of Blood and Honey, written and directed by actress and human rights activist Angelina Jolie.
I just wanted to tell a story about human beings from all sides and how war affects them.
Her visits to refugee camps and war zones as United Nations Goodwill Ambassador motivated Jolie to research and write the script about the systematic rapes and murders during the Bosnian conflict.
When I started to look into it and I traveled to the region, I felt that I should have known more. This was in my generation, and how do I not know enough, and why did it take us so long? And then at some point there was this script, and it just sat on my desk for a while until Brad saw it one day and convinced me to show it to somebody and try.
Brad, of course, is her husband and fellow celebrity Brad Pitt. Concerned that it might appear to be a Hollywood star's vanity project, Jolie kept her name off the script that was initially sent to cast members like Zana Marjanovic, who plays Ayla.
I think, first of all, that it's a very truthful representation of Bosnia. I am from a mixed marriage. A lot of my friends are. And it's about all these beautiful things that could have happened between these people, and the war made it impossible. And that's actually my personal feeling towards the country where I was born and where I live now.
Serbian actors play the militiamen who brutalize their Muslim women captives. Goran Kostic co-stars as Daniel, the troubled commander and Ayla's lover. He says his character does not represent all Serbians.
The guilt is individual. We cannot possibly blame a side and say all the Serbs are the same and vice versa. And I think it's understandable, everybody understands by the nature of conflict the way it is, that you know, no side is a clean side and no side is the right side. But we as an artists, we have a duty to criticize ourselves. And I would expect that, you know, other artists from, let's say, different groups in different countries will have the same strength and same courage to criticize themselves.
In the Land of Blood and Honey is not the only cinematic portrayal of brutality against women during the Bosnian War. As If I Am Not There is based on a novel by Croatian journalist Slavenka Draculic, and it was made into a film by Irish writer-director Juanita Wilson.
I think there's so many people living with the devastating consequences that it will take a long time for it to heal. But personally, I firmly believe that telling stories is a really important part of healing, and that until people have that voice and can portray what has happened to them, that there never will be any understanding between any of us on this planet.
And like Wilson, Jolie hopes her film can help bring understanding.
I hope it brings dialogue in the region. I hope it brings dialogue around the world, that people remember this time. Many people have seen the film and said to me, I feel ashamed. And there are many people who should.
Angelina Jolie's In the Land of Blood and Honey is currently at American theaters. Juanita Wilson's As If I Am Not There is Ireland's submission for this year's Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.